We are starting off the month of December on a mild note across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures today are running anywhere from about 5 to 10 degrees above normal. Now, it's not really a very bright day across the area. Clouds have been rather stubborn, and for most of us, we're stuck in this overcast through much of the day, though in some areas we've had at least a little bit of sunshine work through. Also, at times, we are looking at some scattered rain and snow showers. We're tending to favor the higher elevations for those scattered showers, and that's going to be a theme of our forecast over the next few days. This is all thanks to low pressure. We have an area of low pressure located to our north over Quebec province, and another area of low pressure located to our northeast near northern Maine. It's these storms that brought us that damp weather over the past couple of days. Now the storms have moved off to our north and will combine with high pressure to our west and southwest to bring us gusty conditions at times as we move through the day tomorrow and even into Saturday. Now, with a rather persistent westerly and northwesterly flow, we are looking at plenty of clouds over the next couple of days with some more sunny breaks, especially south and east of the capital region, and we also keep that chance for scattered rain and snow showers at times, especially in the higher terrain and also in areas closer to the Great Lakes. Temperatures will gradually step down over the next couple of days. Tomorrow we're mainly in the 40s, which is still above normal by about 5 degrees, but as we move into Saturday, we're right around that 40 degree mark, and that is just about on target for early December. Earlier today, the latest drought monitor was released by the National Weather Service. There's not much change in the drought condition compared to last week. Most of the region continues in moderate to severe drought. We have some pockets of extreme drought as well through interior Connecticut and also through western Massachusetts. Now, I will point out that the cutoff time for the drought monitor is 7 a.m. on Tuesday, so any rain that fell after that time, which in some areas was pretty heavy over the past couple of days, will not count in this week's drought monitor. That will be included in next week's drought monitor. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers mainly in the mountains. Breezy, low in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers. Breezy, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers. Breezy, low in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers. Breezy, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high around 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers, especially in the mountains. Breezy, low in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers are possible. Breezy, with highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, scattered rain and snow showers mainly north and west of Albany, breezy with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s, and on Sunday partly to mostly sunny and cool with highs in the 30s to around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.